Design. The church building should be simple and inexpensive, rather than stylish and costly. In Oakland, we need a church building. Soon a simple and inexpensive place of worship should be erected. In this, the brethren and sisters in Oakland are to show that they fear the Lord by refusing to build a stylish and costly church. We are living in perilous times. Judgment is to follow judgment. Let us now reveal in our works that we believe that the time of God's judgments is come, that we are approaching the day when there will be no certainty regarding anything in this world. By our works as well as our testimony, we are to tell that the end of all things is at hand. Three things to be commended in a church building: beauty, Sabbath school facilities, and potential for enlargement. We were taken to have a hasty look at the church. Its appearance is good, with frontage of stone. Within is a pleasant auditorium for the people to assemble. The windows and front doors are ornamented with stained glass, beautiful in appearance. Four chairs, such as are used in churches, are on the platform, which was well proportioned. The pulpit and high-backed chairs harmonized. Seats and arms are covered with red velvet of the material generally used. I did not spend much time taking in all the advantages of that church building, but I praise the Lord that every debt is paid. Much means have been invested besides the sum of the building as it stood, to make it what it should be, complete in repairs. It is now all finished. There are several rooms. One opens from the auditorium and is seated with chairs for Sabbath school. If the house should need enlarging, the partitions could be removed and thus the extension easily made. Washington within a short distance of the Capitol is a victory gained, and it comes to us in the order of the Lord, who has looked upon the necessities that must be supplied. I wanted to praise God aloud for this nice building, already now to be rededicated to the Lord, in which His people shall serve Him. Church buildings should be plain, neat, commodious, and of proper dimensions. The influence of a house of worship is greatly needed, not only in Melbourne, but in our other churches. A plain, neat, commodious building, of proper dimensions, would fill their hearts with gratitude, and would give those not of our faith an opportunity to come into our assemblies, and hear the words of life. There need be no costly organ, nothing for mere display. What is wanted is a house that can be dedicated to God, to which the people can come as their home, where there would be extempore preaching and prayer, and singing in which all the congregation would join, and where the surroundings would be entirely in harmony with the faith we profess.